Just a few days to go until Pope Benedict's pastoral visit to the island of Malta this weekend. Emer McCarthy talked to the Grand Master of the Order of Malta, one of the Catholic Church's oldest orders, which built hospitals and fortifications on the European island centuries ago. She asked, why do most people call the order's eight-pointed cross the Maltese cross, when it's actually the other way around?
It's the other way around. It's they have got our cross. If you had gone to Malta in the 18th century when we were there, you would have seen the Maltese cross everywhere. If you go to Malta now, the national flag of Malta is not a Maltese cross. It's a red and white flag. So it's different, and it has, the, as it were, the coat of arms of Malta in the centre of it. So you're quite right. It's basically, the Maltese cross is the cross of the order and not the cross of the island of Malta. And again, nobody really knows exactly what the origins of that are. You find it in other places. You find it, for instance, on the flag of the Italian Navy, for example, as well. And there are one or two other places where it occurs. San Stefano, for instance, the Order of San Stefano in Tuscany, that also has a Maltese cross, but it's the other way around, so it's a red cross as opposed to a white cross. So the actual shape of the cross has come to be associated with us, but it's actually a very ancient symbol. It's also quite possible that it may have come from Amalfi, because again, it occurs on the coat of arms of Amalfi and has done for a huge, huge period of time. So the actual shape, people think it's entirely to do with the island, but in fact it's to do with us. And even it's something which we adopted. But of course it's so long ago that nobody quite understands exactly why we adopted it. And then of course people have interpreted it, and they've said that it's to do, the points are to do with the Beatitudes, the four arms are to do with the cardinal virtues, etc., etc., etc. Those, I think, are really sort of, they're really interpretations which people have sort of, to a degree, made up as a result of the shape of it. And indeed, of course, they make quite good sense. They're quite a good, certainly as far as the Beatitudes are concerned, it's quite a good way of teaching how it works.
And you can hear more from that interview with the Order of Malta's Grandmaster at this same time this Saturday and Sunday.